The federal government says that including climate change in disaster planning is common sense. Several Republican senators disagree. They're fighting the Obama administration's plan to make climate change contingencies a condition for certain federal disaster aid. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, millions of dollars are at stake.
States lay out strategies for reducing harm from a whole host of calamities that might strike: hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, drought. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, gives states money to mitigate those risks, grants that might help pay for tornado safe rooms or to elevate buildings in a flood zone, for instance. States typically use historical data to predict risk, but by next spring, FEMA wants states to also consider the probability of future challenges posed by climate change as a condition for that funding. Roy Wright is Deputy Associate Administrator for Mitigation at FEMA.
What we've told folks to do is look at the changes and the kind of natural hazards. They may be looking at changes in terms of the types of storms, both frequency and intensity. There may be changes in terms of how the hydrology is playing out.
For example, instead of rebuilding a damaged school in an area subject to sea level rise, a local government might plan instead to relocate it based on climate change projections. But even talking about climate change can be controversial for a federal agency dependent on Congress for funding. Seven Republican U.S. senators have written the FEMA administrator, accusing the agency of injecting, quote, unnecessary, ideological-based red tape into the disaster preparedness process. Louisiana Senator David Vitter says the change makes it harder for states to qualify for federal aid.
I'm afraid the Obama administration is putting political ideology ahead of science and ahead of helping states in this area.
Between 2010 and 2014, FEMA granted Louisiana more than $1 billion for hazard mitigation. The climate change requirement only affects money state and local governments use to rebuild more resilient communities. It will not impact federal aid that individuals apply for in a disaster. Both of Louisiana's senators signed the letter to FEMA. So did Senators Thad Cochran of Mississippi, Deb Fischer from Nebraska, John Barrasso of Wyoming, and both of Oklahoma's senators, James Lankford and James Inhofe. Inhofe is chairman of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works and the Senate's most vocal global warming skeptic. They argue climate model predictions are not accurate and should not be used as a condition for funding. Vitter, who is running for governor of Louisiana, says FEMA is asking states to address trends that have not yet come to pass.
I'm not disagreeing with taking into account climate change, period. I'm disagreeing with this broad brush.
Roy Wright with FEMA says climate is only one of the elements states should take into account.
Let's be clear. This requirement says future risk. It is not a requirement to do a climate change plan. FEMA does not have a climate change plan requirement.
Scientists say the government has been slow to deal with the issue.
The world around us is already managing these risks.
Mark Davis directs an Institute on Water Policy at Tulane University in New Orleans.
If it's not FEMA that is going to push states into considering climate change, it's going to be the states themselves, businesses, the insurance industry, or someone else.
Davis says 17 states already have some aspect of a climate adaptation plan, and financial and insurance industries increasingly require such planning to do business.
Underlying all of the politics are some very real things we are facing, a changing environment, and the changes are getting to the point now that it affects investment, public and private, and human safety.
Davis says there's a lesson from Louisiana 10 years ago. He says if the levee system around New Orleans had kept up with the expanding knowledge of hurricane science, Hurricane Katrina might have been a different story. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.